B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rock Easley Media Group Station. Home of the Mamie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
I saw that commercial that you were talking about.
The cricket?
Yeah. Is it cricket?
Yeah.
Where they steal our highs?
Yeah. Although, I think we stole it from someone else.
Yeah, it's okay. It was me and my mom.
Well, did you guys invent that, or did you steal it from someone?
No, I don't know. We just started doing it. Hi.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the commercial like 3 times this weekend, and I thought of you guys. Kept coming on. I heard hi, and like in the background, I heard like, hi, and I wanted to say hi out loud.
Hi.
It does make you want to do it.
Yeah, there you go. It's Monday, everybody. We've got your shot to pay your bills today. $1,000 could be yours at 8 a.m. Who needs a Monday morning song? Everybody kind of had a long weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love a Monday morning
song. All right, let's do it. Welcome to your Monday, everyone.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm
for a Monday morning.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
Everybody had a good weekend? Everybody's crazy.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, it was a long weekend. And I traveled, and when you travel, it's like I didn't get a weekend, so
You need a day to decompress.
Yeah, I don't want to be here, you know?
What was your... You left Friday after the show and got back? Oh.
Good to see you too, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I love you too. I just went another day off.
I
left Saturday.
Oh, okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
So Saturday, when did you get back? Last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday evening.
I saw you posted a video of Callie running so fast up there in the country in Roanoke at your parents' house that she flipped over herself.
She doesn't get to run often because we live here in the city and she's always on a leash. My gosh, she's like learning how to walk. So she's a different dog and she ran and she flipped her over because she ran into that.
Well, maybe Mamie and Nicole are right then. Maybe she's bored at home and she needs to burn off some of that energy.
Probably. But I'm not running with her.
Ain't my problem. Yeah. You gotta figure it out, Cal.
I think I'm gonna go for a jog, Lauren.
Aww.
I told Sterling. Sterling will run with her.
Yeah, or just, isn't there a good size fenced pet dog park somewhere?
She doesn't run in the dog parks.
Okay.
She won't run at all. She wants to stay near me.
Bro, bring her out to Waxhaw. I got, like, you know, a good-sized fenced-in backyard she can run around
in. Yeah, that's true.
I'll try that, because any other way, if I take her to a dog park, she's too afraid of the dog park.
Yeah, she'd be the only dog back there, so there's nothing to be afraid of.
But I take her up to Roanoke, and my gosh, she's like a wild animal.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. She turns into this whole new animal that I've never met before.
Sad when you put her in the car to go home.
Yeah.
And, Loren, you had quite the weekend with the pair.
I did. We took her all over Charlotte and showed her. We took her up to Merchant and Trade, showed her the city, had a couple drinks there.
Merchant and Trade, for people that don't know, is a like rooftop bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like Elena's favorite thing is rooftop bars. And I was like, well, you're in luck because we have like four here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. So we took her there.
I can see Italy.
And then Saturday, I took her to meet all my friends. And I didn't realize at the time that 16 people might be a little overwhelming.
You think?
But we took her to...
And that's without any of us.
Yeah. We took her to Queen Park Social. And it was like, you know, the big long tables that they have there, the high tops. We had maybe 20, but definitely 16. Two babies. I mean, it was a lot going on.
Was she in charge of cash or was she off while she was...
She was off. Okay. Yeah.
Elena, I know this is for you, but you're grabbing.
Yeah, I always want to know how that works. Like, even when she's off and you need a hand, can you be like, hey, back on.
No,
come here, help.
She is very willing, though, to help. Like, she wasn't working last night, but Dallas is traveling, so I had cash by myself, and I had to go downstairs to make a bottle, so she came in and sat with cash in the bathtub.
I mean, listen, we're going to get a full update at 7, because it's been a week now since Elena, your au pair, has been living with you, and not only that, Roy and I are going to give you a gift to give to her.
Okay.
Yes, live on the air.
I'm terrified of what this gift is.
No, it's a great gift.
Okay.
What was that grunting noise, producer Nicole?
Why'd you just say, in our ear?
Because... I am so confused.
All right, stop. How was your weekend?
The weekend was good. I'm still confused.
Never mind the present. It's going to be funny when we give it to her.
She doesn't know comedy. I think it's a good bit.
No, sometimes you do know comedy because sometimes you'll tell me something was really funny and I'm like, I didn't think you would think that was funny.
Well, I was under the impression that you said something about Italy with this present.
Me too.
So I said we have something for her to make her feel like it's her home.
Oh.
This doesn't necessarily mean it's from Italy.
That's a stretch, Lauren. Let me tell you that.
Okay, never mind. 7 a.m. 7 a.m. And then producer Nicole, we're all set up for 7:50 today. Big show. Big things happening. Can people still go on and vote or is that over for Truth
or
Taser?
No, voting is still live. It'll go live until we do the bit.
Okay.
Are we doing the bit today?
Yeah, Truth or Taser at 7:50.
But just two people, right?
We're going to pull names.
Okay.
During the 7:30 dirty.
Okay.
And we'll see who's going at 7:50.
Can I just volunteer to go today? Because I'd like to get it over with.
No.
Yeah, no.
The rules are the rules. In fact, now I want you to go last.
Wednesday.
You two have already been tasered.
It's not that bad. You'll enjoy it. Listen. Go vote right now at kiss951.com. And you got to pick the questions you think.
$1,000.
Whoa.
I still had her potted up. Oh. She was working.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, for camera purposes, can you not put that in program? go vote right now at kiss951.com.
Yeah, there's questions up there that we're going to be asked today that were left over from our lie detector test. People have been voting all weekend long. In fact, our digital crew told us that the outpouring was amazing how many people were voting on these questions.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Truth or Taser, it's going to happen 7:50. We have to answer any one of three questions, and any question that we don't want to answer that we pass on. What happens?
You get tased. I got it. Hang on.
You play that sound for everyone.
By the way, today is my son's like first day back at quote-unquote school. And thanks, Roy.
There it is.
Yeah. I have to go in to like take him to school today.
You're going to be limping.
Well, no. But if I go today, everyone at his school is going to listen and think, you know.
Yeah.
You now have a lifetime of that, by the way.
I know.
Because you're on the morning radio show.
I know. My poor son.
I mean,
I'm someone's mom,
Dean's
y'all.
Vice principal loves the show. She knows I'm wearing the same underwear for 2 weeks.
Yeah. How's that
by
going?
The way, I'm still wearing. Still wearing. Still rocking them. Wednesday's the day.
Any smell?
I didn't smell it, but I did a lot of activity this weekend. Gym. I played tennis. I went to the Marvel superhero thing on Saturday. At the Spectrum Center.
It looks cool, by the way.
It was pretty cool. You know what was amazing was I never really explained it to Dean. We went with our neighbor across the street kind of as a birthday thing for him. And nobody explained, I didn't ever explain to Dean that it wasn't a movie. So we're on the light rail. We parked here at the station and took the light rail to the Spectrum Center. And as we're going, he's like, I'm excited to see the movie. And I was like, buddy, it's live.
It's like a Vegas show, bud.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Like, he would know that.
Yeah, Vegas show.
Yeah, it's like a Vegas show, dude. So, yeah, so that was fun. And then, I mean, look at this.
What am I
looking
at? What
happened?
Exactly.
It's just really
what
short, buddy.
What happened?
What are you
I'm pointing
about?
To my hair.
What's wrong with your
I
hair?
I normally go to the same person at the same place, but but that place was filled. So Dean went to get a haircut at like one of those, you know, just generic places. And I went and I was like, all right, I'll sit down too.
What's wrong with your hair? I'm sorry. What's wrong with
it's
your hair?
It's too short. My haircut
really
is
short.
Way too short.
Oh.
It's not even. You know what it looks like? It looks like a tiger put me in its mouth and then just spit me out.
If you hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have noticed. But if it makes you feel better, the last time Vinny was here, I took Cash to get his haircut at like the kiddie place, and Vinny really needed a haircut too. So they started to cut his hair, and it was so bad he had to buzz it. Like they just buzzed the whole thing.
Was he like sitting in a little police car?
They do daddy haircuts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What would you like to sit on, Vin? The police, the car, the fire truck, the motorcycle, you have an airplane?
The rubber ducky?
Yeah, rubber ducky, please. Okay, come on over.
Hey.
I don't know, man. My hair, I got out of the chair and Amanda's like, you are not getting any till that grows back. I was like, it's not my fault.
You can't win, man. You can't get any with a bad haircut. You can't get any with your boxers.
Believe me,
you couldn't get any before you had your vasectomy.
I told her I don't even feel sexy with this hairstyle. Anyway, I'll take a picture and I'll post
it.
Thank
it's really
you,
not that bad.
You're very nice. You're very nice.
People are so rude.
You're very nice. Okay. All right. You know what else we're going to do today? Rent Live was what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
But during the 6:30 dirty, Loren's going to tell you why it wasn't exactly live. And that's actually pretty funny. We got so much to do today. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday show with your friends, the MRL show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
All right, world travelers. You've been on planes.
Yeah.
You know the deal. What seat's the worst on the plane?
Oh, the bathroom in the back. It doesn't recline. It smells. It's awful.
For me, it's the exit rows because the armrest doesn't go up, and then I have to squeeze my big butt into a chair that doesn't move.
But typically in a row of three seats, which seat's the worst?
The center. Middle.
The middle seat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, who wants to be in that?
So MSN just put out a poll, and they said on an airplane, which armrest belongs to the person in the middle? Now, I think the right answer is both.
I agree.
Left and right. Because the aisle has the left one.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
the
have more
window
room.
Has the right one. And you can lean and you can kind of stretch out a little bit when you're on the outside. The middle gets screwed, so they have to have the
there's got to be some upside to sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
No?
You ready for the answer? MSN, this poll says 9% of people said neither. You have no rights.
Really?
That's rude.
Screw the center seat.
Yeah.
They never sit in the center seat.
Don't be mad at me. You didn't pick your seat.
Yeah.
22% said both. 28% had no opinion on it. Like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah. Listen, I'm shopping here at Target. Can you not bother me with your stupid survey?
That's what that meant? I thought they meant no opinion. Like, you can have whichever one you want. But maybe you're right. Don't bother me. And then 41% said the middle seat can choose one. Not two. Choose one.
Does that mean there has to be a conversation? This is going to be mine today, sir.
Mm.
What do you think, bud?
I don't know. I absorbed the armrest anyway.
There ain't no middle armrest when I'm there.
It's not an option if you're sitting beside me.
I don't know. I think they both belong to the middle seat. But you know, my move on a flight that's not full is to pick a middle seat because then nobody will want to sit in the other seat.
It's not a bad move.
And then usually you get both seats.
It's not a bad move.
That's not a bad move.
That's very predetermined, though.
Yeah, and you're rolling the dice big time.
Yeah, but if you're sitting in a middle seat regardless, like, I don't ever pick my seats. I just let them.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Me?
Yeah.
I don't ever pick my seat unless I'm traveling with Cash because then he's a whole thing. But then I need an aisle seat for him. But yeah, no, if I'm traveling by myself, I never pick my seats.
Mm, okay.
Oh,
I never knew that. All right, there you go. Well, now we know. The more you know from Loren.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
If you heard closely, Loren's Louis Vuitton bag was like, what? She does it?
I don't know. I have my own seat, though. She finds me a seat.
Oh, you don't get put in the overhead?
The overhead. What is that?
Oh, you don't get put on the floor in front of you?
The floor. No, Louie gets put in the seat. She buys a seat for me.
No. Although I will sit it on
coach?
My lap.
Do you sit coach?
Yeah.
Coach. No, Louie gets first row, first class.
That is not true. All right, Bradley Cooper. He surprised a lot of Lady Gaga fans. And she just started that Las... Well, she didn't just start it, but she's in her Las Vegas residency. He came on stage during the finale, and they sang, of course, The Shallow from A Star Is Born. And people were so excited. It's all over social media if you haven't seen it. Pink will be honored for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And she that will happen on February 5th. Now, of course, her good friend Ellen DeGeneres will be on hand to help her get the honor as well. And Demi Lovato is celebrating 6 months of sobriety. She took to Instagram to thank her fans for their support and give them a little update on what's going on in her life.
Good for her.
Yeah. And Kate Beckinsale, she was hospitalized for a ruptured cyst. And she saw somebody taking a photo of her as she was leaving the hospital. So then she decided to come out on social media and tell everybody what happened on Instagram. She figured, I would rather you hear it from me than see it in the tabloids. Okay. But Pete Davidson and her had a little fling going on for a hot minute. They were flirting really hard at the Golden Globes. And Pete's people are savage, man. They're telling him to stay away from her because she's out of his league. And she will eat him up and spit him out in no time at all.
Yeah, Pete's Whoa. People keep it real.
That is so savage.
Yeah.
We were all excited for the live version of Rent on Fox.
Yes.
Except for it wasn't so live.
Oh. We're going to perform this later on the show, by the way. We're going to do our own live version of the song. Yeah, so what happened? Roy was kind of telling me.
One of the main actors broke his foot, and he was in a wheelchair, so he couldn't perform.
He broke his foot, like, recently?
Like, the day before.
Yeah.
Like, this week?
Like, yeah. And so, like, they had to air the rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. For his parts were a rehearsal?
The majority of the entire thing was a rehearsal. Because because Roger's, like, the main guy.
Yeah, he's a main cast member.
Oh, okay, hold on. Here's the announcement.
Last night, during our performance in front of a live audience, one of our cast members sustained an injury. Brennan Hunt, our Roger, has broken his foot and will be unable to perform tonight.
Most of what you'll see tonight will come from last night's performance. In the words of Jonathan Larson.
No day but today.
Oh, oh. Ow.
Poor guy. Man, that's his big break. Be on live TV. Literally. You know what I mean? Like
they end up going live for like the last act when they brought the old cast up.
Yeah, and he was in the wheelchair for that.
Oh, man.
But what's funny is the people that, because there was still a show wherever they were supposed to be. And so we didn't see this on TV, but wherever the show was supposed to be, he was still doing the show, but in a wheelchair.
Isn't that what an understudy is for? I understand that that's supposed to be your big break, but.
Dude's like, there's no understudy. I'm going on.
Yeah.
Hey, understudy, push me.
I thought understudy is something you do in college. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Okay. Undergrad.
Yeah.
That's undergrad, yeah.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thanks, Loren. So I had an incident with producer Nicole about a month ago at the Panthers game where a listener thought we were, like, cold to her, and she was a little disappointed and sent out a message. So now I find myself being quite the opposite, and I'm overly friendly. And let me tell you how I think I creep somebody out on Saturday at the Spectrum Center at the Marvel thing. All right, I'll get into that. You guys tell me whether or not I was creepy in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So over Christmas break, we talked about this on the air a couple weeks ago. Nicole and I were out at the last Panthers home game, and this awesome listener came up, and at the same time that she came up to say hi to us, I was being introduced to one of Nicole's friends at almost the same exact time, so my attention was split.
Right.
And I never want to make, if anybody's a fan of the MRL show, I never want to make you feel like you were put off or you caught us in the wrong spot, so I tried to do both by talking to, you know, Nicole's friend, and then this woman over here was waiting for her boyfriend to come out of the bathroom, and then it was busy. We were in the middle of the hall after the game. It was a nightmare. So she sends a message, and she's like, Manny and Nicole weren't very nice. Anyway, we fixed it.
By the way, second complaint they got.
Yeah.
There was another first complaint of you being...
Yeah, it's possible, and I apologize. Listen, I hate doing that. I hate that anybody has that experience, you know?
Because you and Loren didn't take a selfie with someone at an event.
Oh, that was at Gravediggers.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was another weird situation. He didn't ask for anything.
I think you're the common denominator. I'm blaming on you.
But I have so many good experiences with people. I love meeting people. So at Saturday at the Marvels thing, I went with my neighbor's kids and my neighbors for one of their birthdays. And while we were waiting to meet up with everyone, this woman comes over. She goes, hey, just want to say, love the show. She goes, hey, Dean. And Dean's like, hi, you know. And so I said, hey, let's get a selfie. Let's take a picture. Prove the moment. The woman's like, oh, okay. My husband's got my phone in my purse and he's holding it.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh, okay. She's like, he should be right back.
Oh, so now you have to wait.
So now I've put her off.
Okay, well, hang on. You don't ask to take a selfie,
but I want the
with her phone.
Right, you would take it with yours
you
and
take
say
it
like
with your phone.
Hey, do you mind if we post this on our MRL show account?
It was great meeting you.
But I would think so that much. She wants the picture.
Okay,
Can your head fit in the studio?
Well, I mean, listen. If someone's a fan of the show, they're gonna. Why would I? What? Wouldn't they want the picture? How many times have the people who are fans of the MRL show come up and say,
"My name is Manny. Oh, let's take a photo.
I'll take a photo.
I can't win.
I'm sure you want one.
I can't win. I can't win. I was just trying to be nice. And then so the husband comes over and he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'll take it. So he took the photo. I was like, thanks. You know,
she deletes it.
It's more than just a meeting. Like, have the photo. Yeah, I think he faked it.
he's playing Candy Crush over there.
Yeah. And then so the next person comes up. Like, so then we're walking out now with the group. And this other person comes up from behind. I hear just like, oh, there's Manny. And I go, hey, how are you? And I stop and they keep walking.
You're doing the right things, buddy.
You are doing the right things.
Am I doing better? I've only been in the business for 20 years.
You're finally acting like someone who's been in the business. Yes, you gotta stop and say hi. Although when you do that moment, you say, hey, I would love to take a photo. Can we take a photo? And then you do it with your phone. If they want a photo, they will then say, oh, can I get one on mine?
I know. I just tried to be proactive, y'all. I wanted it to be a really good experience.
I do the exact same thing. Whenever I'm out, I'm like, hey, can I get a photo? Can we get a photo together? I want to post this on my page.
Yeah.
And then they'll typically say, I want it on my phone.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I would skip my process and go right to her.
It's a step in the right direction, Brad.
Good. I'm glad.
Still to come.
You know, I've just been released from prison, so I'm reforming myself. That's how I feel.
Hey, listen, back in Roanoke, everybody wanted to go fishing with me. I'd be out like at dinner, and he'd be like, oh boy, Leroy, when are we going to go fishing, bud? Like, that's the interaction
that was
I had.
That was the radio station wanted to fish with you?
Yeah, every fan wanted to go fishing.
By the way, speaking of prison reform, I found an article. We got to talk about it. Not today, but it's prisoners who were surprised at technology when they came out of jail after being in for a long time.
I bet.
It was like a really interesting article. We'll get into that tomorrow at this time. But up next, it's War of the Roses, you guys. Kelly found something in Josh's pants, and it had lipstick on it. Stay tuned. 8 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kelly, why do you think Josh is cheating on you? You said you found something?
We've been together for like 2 years, so, you know, sometimes I do his laundry, and I found a business card in his pocket, which, not a big deal, it was just for like a printing company, but on the back, I see that someone has kissed it with their lipstick, left the lip print, and written Erica and a phone number and a little note that says, you better call me, ! And I'm a little concerned about that, and I was a little shy to ask him about it, so I figured I'd wear the roses at.
Did you happen to call the phone number?
I would.
I would, too.
I did, yes. And this, you know, it was like a little woman, mouthy-sounding voice mail that I got that was like, hey, it's Erica. Leave a message up. You know, it was just like a voicemail, but definitely a girl.
Lauren, would you have left a message?
Absolutely.
Or would you have said, like, hey, I found...
No, I would have left a very professional message that says, I have something of yours. If you could call me back just to get her on the phone.
Oh, my God.
And then tear into her.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that is why you're on the radio, and that is why Kelly needs our help.
Yes. I want it personal. Yeah, I want to talk to her.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get Josh on the phone. Let's confront him with this. Now, it's going to be important for you to stay quiet, okay? And let's figure out what he puts on the note, because that could tell us a lot, all right?
Okay,
I'm going to dial up a cell phone. Here we go, guys.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Josh, are you, did I catch it about time? You're good to talk? Okay. Well, Josh, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is to inform you that you have won a dozen free red roses on Instagram. We were doing a tag contest and one of your friends tagged you in our post and we selected you to get these roses.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Like, can you talk? Okay. Josh, do you have someone that you'd like to send these roses to?
Mm-hmm.
Josh, can you hang on just 1 second?
Mm.
Okay. Thanks, Josh. I'll just be right back.
Kelly.
Is he taped? Is he? What was that? Is his mouthpiece shut?
I have no idea.
What should he be doing right now? It's 12:45. Should he be at lunch, at work? What's he doing?
Yeah, he should be at work right now. I don't know what the grunting thing is about.
Is that not normal behavior? Are you sure we're talking to him?
I don't know. I haven't even heard a voice. I mean, if you called the number I gave you, it's him. But
oh, my God. Well, he said it was him.
I know, but...
All right, we're going to go back to him, but if he doesn't talk, we're hanging up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, then we can't do a war with a grunt.
Right, okay. All right.
What do I write on the card?
Hey, hold on.
Okay, Josh, thanks for holding.
Sorry, I'm in a better spot now.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. So, Josh, who would you like to send these romantic roses to? I just need a name, and I'll get the address from you at the end.
Yeah, you can send them to Erica.
Okay, to Erica. And what would you like to put on the card inside these roses?
You can put right back at you.
That's it? Just right back at you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does it matter?
She'll know what it means, I assume?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it means. Josh, what's going on? Who's Erica?
What's with the grunting?
Yeah. I have reason to believe that you were near coworkers and you don't want them to know that you're cheating on Kelly.
I have reason to believe Erica was next to you and you didn't want to think that.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I kind of do, too.
Oh, it's in the middle
of
the work.
What's going on? Who the hell's on the phone?
Oh, hi. It's the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters, and you are clearly a cheater.
Whoa. Okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, your girlfriend Kelly called us for some help. She thought you were cheating, and clearly you sent the roses to Erica. So what's going on, dude?
Who's Erica? How'd you meet?
She's my dental hygienist.
Oh, my God.
Are you at the dentist right now?
Yeah. Yes, I'm at the dentist.
Why was her name on the back of a printer business card for printing company?
I got a cleaning. I'm getting a cavity filled.
Was she cleaning your teeth when you answered?
She's cleaning something.
No, they were putting the filling in.
Putting a filling in, and you were able just to walk away from the chair to talk to us.
Everything you're saying
is bull. It doesn't matter. You're always
insinuating stuff that's not true.
It's not.
I always think I'm cheating on you.
What do you mean? You're a dental hygienist,
Josh. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's the person they always give it to me at the office, okay? At the dentist.
So no, we do this you're done. Now. We're done. This is bull. Have a nice life.
Whatever. Okay, get yeah, fine. Yeah, good riddance.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You're okay with this.
This was a strange War of the Roses. Kelly, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I'm going to say good riddance, too, because obviously...
Nobody here thinks he was with a dental hygienist, right?
No.
Like, that was the
I
weirdest...
I mean, that may be how he met her, but I...
I mean, I think she was drilling him, but I don't know if it
oh, okay.
was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly, good luck with everything, okay? At least you know now.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Got about an hour before we pay your bills with $1,000. Kiss 95.1 paying your bills all day long, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. We're going to give you a code word. Enter that code word, and that puts you in the running for
10 grand.
Yeah.
And it's been a week with the new au pair.
It has. It's officially been a week.
If you don't know what an au pair is,
or an au pair.
Or an au pair, because we are evidently mispronouncing it quite a bit. But it's someone from a different country that comes in and they live with you.
Mm-hmm. They help you with child rearing responsibilities. And, you know, they work 40 up to 45 hours a week. And in exchange for that, you pay for their room and board.
Do the pairs that come here, is it kind of like an exchange program where, like,
yeah.
The first thing is they love being with kids, but the second thing is they want to come and experience America.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like an exchange student that shares their ability to be with kids.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And she does have to take school credits while she's here.
Okay.
So she has, I think, 6 credits that she has to take.
Where's she going to go?
She wants to take a calligraphy class.
Okay.
Oh. So
Skill Pop. You should show her Skill Pop.
I don't know what that is, but I'll
It's pop-up little classes, and you can find out where they are, and they're like $30.
Gotcha. Well, she wants to take it, but they have to go to an accredited school.
Yeah.
So she'll have to go to, like, CPCC or whatever.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah. All right. So how has the week been? You were super nervous because you were adding a new member to your family who's going to live with you full-time. You didn't know how it was going to go. You didn't know how Cash was going to be with her. He'd only been with one nanny his whole life.
Yeah. So it's been going really, really well. And I did a full blog on this on kiss95.1.com if you want to see, with some snapshots from the week and a couple videos peppered in there as well. But it's been going really, really well. So after we picked her up, Elena and Cash seemed to kind of really hit it off. And she hung back, so I think that's why he was more intrigued by her. And he doesn't really take to people that quickly, so that was a really good sign. But she cooked for us on Sunday, and she was really great all week. We had my mother-in-law here to kind of help train her. And we had two little hiccups during the week. And one is that Cash is so attached to Dallas that he just, I mean, acts out when Dallas is home. Because he's all Dallas wants, or he's all that he wants is Dallas.
When Dallas is home, he acts out.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, Friday was really hard for Elena to put Cash to sleep because he wanted Dallas. So Dallas ended up putting him down. But when Dallas is gone, which is the majority of the time during the week when she's working, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
The second thing is she is not used to driving as large of a car as our vehicles. So she's used to a little Fiat 500, you know.
Yeah. So Italian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Little hatchback,
and
two-seater.
Here's my huge, you know, Jeep Wrangler Sahara four-door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you should get her a little moped scooter like they do in Italy. Let her drive around.
And put cash on the back.
God forbid she ever needs an ambulance. You got to get the one that goes, hey.
She asked me about that this weekend.
What is wrong with sirens here?
We could hear a siren in the distance, and she said, is that your police?
Yeah.
And
Policia?
Yeah. And I was like, I know, it sounds different.
Un momento, Lauren.
So for the first time, we let her take the car yesterday. And she went to her first au pair meeting. So
wow.
I was like a mom, like a nervous mom for the first time letting her kid take the car.
Yeah.
You know, checking in on her.
How did she like the city? You took her around the city. You showed her some things.
Yeah, we took her to Merchant and Trade on Friday night. And then we took her to Queen Park Social Saturday night and introduced her to all of our friends. And she loves rooftop bars. So, of course, like Merchant and Trade, you know, there's Nouvelle,
Fahrenheit,
City Lights. Like, we have a ton to show her. We didn't get to everything, but we did take her to Merchant and Trade, and she loved it.
And at least our uptown is like not, it's not old, it's pretty. There's lights and.
Yeah.
And different colors.
Yeah.
See, we were telling her about how the Duke Energy building changes colors.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah.
We got to gear up to my crib.
Yeah.
Up on the roof up there.
So we, Roy and I, decided to get a gift for her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For you to give to her, and it has nothing to do with Italy. It's just something that, like, can be hers in your house.
Okay.
And she can put it up wherever she wants.
I would recommend outside, but yeah. Roy, give Loren the gift.
Put this up wherever she wants. We'll see in a second. And I saw a little piece of it. Oh, Jesus.
Don't break it. There you go.
There you go.
Wind chimes.
Okay. Yeah, we got her a lovely wind chime set. Hang on, it's a little tangled.
Did you guys get the wind chime set because you knew it would drive me crazy?
No.
Or?
No.
No, this way when she hears the wind blows and hears the chimes, it's her friends in Italy talking to her.
Okay.
It's her friends in Italy.
Or Manny and, Manny and Roy.
When you guys were setting this up today.
It's all tangled.
It's so loud.
I'm sorry, it's so tangled.
Wait, you're going to have to hold it. Right. Oh my God, this is obnoxious.
Wind chimes, man. Isn't that a cool gift?
Yeah.
Go ahead and zoom in on that, Jamie, our Facebook Live. By the way, we're on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. We're live this morning. You can go there and watch MRL TV.
Out of all the things I thought you two would get her, this was not it.
This is a great gift.
It is a great gift, buddy.
So every day, you know what? And whenever she's not there and there's a little windy outside and you hear wind chimes, you'll think of Elena, you know?
And Elena can think of her friends and family back in Italy.
Yeah, every time she hears the wind blows, that's my friend talking.
Okay.
Don't you know the saying, every time the chime rings, an Italian person sings?
That's not it at all.
You think she's going to like that?
Yeah, I think she will. It's definitely going outside the house.
Yeah,
but,
you can put it in that backyard on your pad. Okay.
See, it's already annoying you too.
It's so tangled. How do I fix this?
Have Elena work on it. It'll be a good project for Elena and Cash to work
on. It's a wind chime with a notch. I mean, all right, hey,
all right. That was funny. You just dropped it.
Yeah, put it down.
It's the only way it stopped.
Well, tell her we said maybe you want to film this. Why don't you film it and then you can play it for
right
her.
Now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but like put it on your phone, take a quick video, and Roy will tell Elena what it's for and what we mean so that you can play it for her.
Okay. I'll put it on my story.
No, we'll just show it to her later privately.
Okay.
Wait, do you need the wind chimes or not?
Yes. Yeah. All right, you ready?
Oh, I made the
we're doing
worse.
This now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, take a quick video and we'll tell her. All right, Roy.
Go ahead, Roy.
Hi, Elena. So these are wind chimes. I must say it's not it, so you're gonna have to figure out how to unknot this, but this is gonna make you think of your friends and family back in Italy every time the wind blows.
Or at least me and Roy. Anyway, welcome to America, and Loren's going to be really excited to have these hanging outside her house. So, welcome. There you go. That was good. I thought that went well.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Michelle, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you a couple questions for the survey. We do it every 10 years.
Okay.
We're not doing it door-to-door anymore. We're trying to save some money.
It's nice not to have to get the unsolicited at the door. So I'd much rather do it over the phone. Totally.
Okay, well, let's knock this out. It should take about 30 seconds. How much of the Pledge of Allegiance do you remember?
All of it.
Okay, do you want to recite it?
Sure. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and one country for all.
Sounds like you may have messed up at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put you down at, what do you say, 80%, 90%?
Okay. Yeah, 90%.
Okay. And do you test the firmness of your bread? Do you pinch the loaf?
Yeah.
And let's talk about real estate. When you buy a piece of land, do you own it all the way to the center of the earth?
Are you serious?
We're trying to understand if the Americans understand how land value and property works.
Sure.
Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?
All right. So this is this a joke? I mean, come on.
We're down here at Charlotte's, the big NASCAR headquarters. If you drive a NASCAR, who would be your sponsor?
All right, so you're not really with the department that does consensus.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Of course, I am. If the Pope ate salsa, would that be holy guacamole?
All right. It's all fun and games, but, you know, it's really not right to call up and pretend you're the government. You don't have my information or know my name, right?
No, of course not. Moving on, Michelle, how's your poker face?
No, I have to say that, I'm not going to answer any more of your questions.
Ever cut a rug?
Oh, goodness. Yep, you have a great day.
What seeds are used to plant seedless grapes?
That's a good question.
Every time he does a senseless, which, by the way, they're brand new ones every Monday and Wednesday at 7:20 and 8:20. Every time there's one question, then I'm like, that's legit.
I know, and now I'm really curious. I want to know how they plant seedless grapes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
There is a third Princess Diaries that could be happening, and people are really excited about this. Anne Hathaway, she confirmed that there is a script for the third movie, that Julia Andrews is on board, and the producer is on board. They just want to make sure it's perfect before they do it.
Good, because with Meghan Markle and all the interest in royal stuff,
I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, Chris Pratt, he is settling down with Katherine Schwarzenegger, and he revealed while he was promoting Lego 2 movie that he wants tons of kids with her. Lots of kids in their future. And she loves it because she's obviously impressed with how good he is with kids.
Wow, that's bold.
Plus, Arnold would be a really good
grandfather,
right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Exclusive. That's right.
Andy Cohen, he had his baby shower, and that was over the weekend. But he did a really cool theme. He did A Star Is Born. Of course, it's the hot movie right now, and it's a cute theme, too.
How's that a theme?
It's like everything is stars and, you know.
Oh, okay.
A Star Is Born.
Yeah, it's a play on the movie.
Oh, I'm just
thinking. A lot of pressure on the kid.
I'm just thinking, like, is it?
It does put a lot of pressure on the baby.
The men wear cowboy hats and you have to wear.
No, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
Chaps.
Almost all of the Real Housewives were there. The only person I didn't see make it was Lisa Vanderpump.
Hey, can we cut the dirty short so that we can pick our names to see who's going to go in what order for our Truth or Taser game that's coming up at 7:50?
I was just about to tell you why the SWAT team was called to Jimmy Kimmel's house, but we can wait until the 8:30 dirty for that.
Perfect. Let's do that. All right.
And we can also give that story out on Facebook Live if you watch us on the KISS95.1 Facebook page. So I got an envelope here, 1, 2, and 3. If you don't know what we're doing, at 7:50, we're going to play Truth or Taser. Back in November, we did Lie Detector Week, and we're taking some of the leftover questions. You have gone online for our polygraph test. You have gone online and voted for your favorite question to ask. And what we're going to do is determine who's going to go in order, and they must answer the questions. And if they don't want to answer the questions, they get tasered. So I have 1, 2, and 3. Which one do you guys want me to open up?
I'd go 3 first.
Yeah, I went 3.
Okay.
Three. Oh, so there's names in these.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
3 would be the first one up today, right?
Yeah.
I think that would mean they would go 3rd.
No.
Oh, really? Okay, so 3rd.
I think
would be
1 would be 1st, 2 would be 2nd.
Just pick one, she said.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, right. So you guys picked 3.
Okay.
So that means Loren goes first.
Oh, thank you. That's what I wanted.
Okay.
All right, so the ring goes first.
All right, my hands are sweaty already, by the way.
And then let's hold on, and we'll find out who goes second after Loren goes.
Okay. Right.
Now we know 7:50 Loren's going to go.
I should get to pick who goes next.
Get out of here. You didn't bring that up in the show meeting when we discussed this.
No, I'll just pick the next envelope, I mean.
To be quite honest, we didn't quite talk about how we were going to pick the list anyway. As you can tell, we kind of blundered picking the envelope.
All right, we need to play Can't Beat Loren before we play Truth or Taser.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. She's got 31 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Lorette.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Jennifer, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorette, and I think you're a newbie.
I am.
So you're someone who listens in the car, and you're like, I can get these right. I know how to do this game.
At first, and then once I called, I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I do?
No, it's okay. Just listen to the questions and think about your answer before you answer.
Okay.
All right.
Kick her out of the studio for us.
I'm sorry?
You need to throw her out and kick her out of the studio.
Say, go ahead, Lorraine. Get out of the studio.
Oh, boy.
All right. Jennifer.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know how to play. You got to throw her out of the studio.
Oh, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Sorry.
You can watch her leave the studio. You want me to fix that?
Yeah. You fix that while I ask the questions. We're on Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, so you can see her there walking out. Now she's gone, Jennifer and Cornelius. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It was announced 2 weeks ago that Chris Pratt got engaged, and now he's announced he wants, quote, lots of kids. Who is he engaged to?
He is engaged to...
my daughter.
The big guy's daughter.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Question two. This Broadway musical aired last night, half live and half pre-recorded, after one of the actors broke his foot. What show was that? What Broadway musical was aired last night?
I don't know. I'm going to say Grease.
Okay, question three. This pop star just celebrated 6 months of sobriety over the weekend, and her fan base, the Lovatics, are so proud of her. Who are we talking about?
Demi Lovato.
Question four. This Raise Your Glass singer got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame over the weekend.
Raise your glass.
I have no clue.
All right, question five.
You left me more clueless with your impersonation of the song.
Question five. Bradley Cooper surprised fans when he showed up to perform his song with Lady Gaga at one of her shows. What movie did they star in together? It's all the buzz. Gotta know this, Jennifer. You've got to know this movie. Oscar buzz.
Andy Cohen did a theme for his baby shower based on this movie.
I love Andy Cohen. I don't know.
All right. Come on in, Lauren.
Hi, Jennifer Dam.
She got one correct.
Oh, no,
Jennifer. Oh, don't laugh at her.
I'm not. Jennifer's laughing, when you too. Call.
All right, here we go. We got to knock through this quick so we can get to Truth or Taser. It was announced 2 weeks ago that Chris Pratt got engaged, and now he's announced he wants, quote, lots of kids. Who is he engaged to?
Katherine Schwarzenegger.
That's right. Unfortunately, Jennifer did not know that one. Zero.
She said the big guy's daughter, but didn't Arnold. Okay. This Broadway musical aired last night, half live, half pre-recorded, after one of the actors broke his foot.
Rent.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jennifer said Grease 2-0.
And this pop star just celebrated 6 months of sobriety over the weekend, and her fan base, the Lovatics, are so proud of her. Who are we talking about?
Demi Lovato.
That is correct. It's 3-1.
And this Raise Your Glass singer got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame over the weekend.
That would be Pink.
That is correct. No answer from Jennifer. It's currently 4-1.
Question five. Bradley Cooper surprised fans when he showed up to perform his song with Lady Gaga at one of her shows. What movie did they star in together with all that Oscar buzz?
A Star is Born.
That is correct. No answer from Jennifer. Final score, 5-1. Lorraine, you got 32 wins.
Jennifer, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
You know what I want to hear? Maybe you don't. Jennifer.
No. Don't make her say it.
Okay.
Jennifer, you have a great day.
Thanks for playing, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Make sure you keep listening, everyone, because we are going to play Truth or Taser. That's what everybody's been looking forward to all weekend long.
We have questions that's been voted on by you at kiss951.com. You, Lorraine's up first. Mm-hmm. You got to answer it truthfully. If you choose not to answer the question, you get tasered. Give you a little preview.
Oh, just the noise makes me cringe.
It smells like electricity.
Yes, the best radio in Charlotte is going to happen next in under 10 minutes right here on the MRL Show.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we are less than than 10 minutes away from paying your bills, $1,000. In fact, in about 5 minutes, you're going to get that code word. But back in November, we did something called Lie Detector Week. It's where we were actually strapped to a real polygraph machine. Now, each person had a gazillion questions, and we only answered 10 of them. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've taken the leftover questions from the polygraph machine. And we've allowed you, the radio family, to go online at kiss951.com and vote on what questions should be asked. Loren was randomly drawn this morning, and she's up first for Truth or Taser. You must answer the questions. If you don't want to answer the question, you get tased.
Okay, I'm so nervous. And we just got a text message that said, I hope you guys brought a change of clothes because tasers sometimes make you lose control of yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mind you, I have a meeting with my kid's teacher at like 10 o'clock.
I'm with Gerenstein. Hey, let everyone know that we're not going to tase the person to the ground till they're unconscious. Right. You're going to just take a hit with the taser that we got, that producer Nicole has
but
in her hand.
But I am a first time taser.
Oh, well, don't be aggressive.
Okay.
Remember, you're not taking out an attacker. Yeah. It's Loren. Okay.
And I'm a first time tasee.
Loren,
so
if you swing.
No, I will say, we tested the taser off the air. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's
allegedly.
Yeah. The boys take
it. Gives you an electric shock. That's
I mean,
all.
I put it at my butt where there's the most fat, so.
Did you say up?
No, I put it, I did. I tased my butt. At my butt.
He doesn't enunciate.
All right.
All right. Truth or taser? Nicole's going to ask Loren the questions. You either answer truthfully or you face the taser. Are
okay.
you ready?
Luckily, my husband is out of town, so.
Good. If you want to watch this, you can watch it on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page as well. We're live there. Nicole, moderate.
All Go right. Ahead. Question number one. This is the question that got the most votes. Are you jealous of your mom's carefree lifestyle?
Okay. I'll answer that.
Well, first, tell everyone what your mom does.
So my mom is a bartender and lives on the beach in Fort Lauderdale and just kind of does whatever she wants now. But she was a really young mom and had me at 18. So she didn't get her adolescence years when she should have. And now she's living them out. Now in her 50s. And I have to say, I am slightly jealous. I will admit that. Because she can just get up and go and kind of do whatever she wants. And it's, you know, a cash business. So it's money right in her pocket.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd say I'm slightly jealous of mom.
Okay. Do you tell her that?
No. I tell her that I'm proud of her. Because I am proud of her. Because she didn't get that opportunity then. And I think everyone should have it at some point in their life, no matter when it is. But it does make me slightly jealous now, especially with baby Cash, because I'm a little bit more held back at home than I was before I had kids.
Does she rub it in at all?
No. She's really good about not rubbing it.
All right.
I think we know who asked that question.
You.
Yeah, clearly you.
Maybe.
God, you have like 17 follow-ups. By the way, that was the question. I was like, really? People voted for
I know. That, I didn't think.
I like that question. That's an, like, because, you know, how many people would ever tell their mom?
There were three on there that I was like, ooh, I could get in trouble for
what's,
answering
What's the second question? The red don't answer, but what's the second question?
Have you wrecked a vehicle and tried to hide it from your husband?
Ooh.
And if so, how many?
Okay. Let's get the answer to that. Will she answer it? Will she be tasered? Also, will you get $1,000 with Pay Your Bills? That's all coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
You still got some time to put that code word in at kiss951.com. Or on the Kiss 95.1 app to get your $1,000 as we pay your bills. And everyone who submits online does indeed get the is in the running for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is Truth or Taser. Loren has been randomly selected up first. You must answer the question or face the taser.
Yes. We put questions online that were left over from our lie detector, and people got to vote on them. I've already answered, are you jealous of your mom's carefree lifestyle?
And I think you said yes. You gave a roundabout answer, but sounds
no,
like...
No, I said yes. I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. All right.
Are you ready for the next question? Okay. Have you wrecked a vehicle and tried to hide that from your husband? And if you have, how many?
How many?
How about, because you know she's wrecked more than one.
Well, see what had happened was. No, so I have wrecked every car I've ever owned, but I've only hidden one. I don't even know if I can call it a fender bender from him. But for some reason, and I can't remember why, I took his truck to Uptown. And he's got like a huge GMC Sierra Denali that's like an extended cab. It's enormous. There's no reason I should be driving this truck. And I took it to the Epicenter. And on my way out of the Epicenter, I was trying to go around a turn to get to the little gates. And I scuffed the side of the wall. So the mirror had a huge white mark on it. And those mirrors are really big.
And his truck's black.
And he had just gotten this truck, y'all. I was like, I can't go home. I have to leave town. I'm running away. Maybe I can liquidate our accounts. I have an escape plan at this point. So I pull into Harris Teeter and I go inside to see like what I can get this off the truck. Because I don't know if it's just a mark at this point or if it's like in the truck.
Okay.
I got magic erasers and it took me 2.5 hours to get the full scuff off. But don't you know I did it? And
wow.
He does not know to this day. Does not know.
Wow. He knows about the Jeep?
He knows about the
thing because you hit your Jeep.
Here.
There's snail on the Jeep.
No, you gotta be honest.
No, I know. He does know about the Jeep. I had to go home and immediately tell him that.
Okay.
Because I was afraid that he would see it sitting in the driveway.
How many cars? See, this isn't fair because Dallas isn't in town right now, so she's answering.
Oh, he's still going to listen. Oh, his friends rat me out all the time.
I want you to take the taser so bad. How many cars would you say you've owned in your life?
Six.
And how many have you wrecked?
Seven.
That's good.
All right, let's get to question number three, the final question in Truth or Taser right here on the MRL show.
All right, the third and final question, Lauren. How much money is in your hidden account?
No! That was the one question I didn't think I was going to answer.
Now, if you answer it, you can tell us, but you got to be honest. Yep. And if you don't answer it, you face the consequences, which is the taser.
And by the way, if you answer this question, I want you to pull up the secret account so I can verify.
So you have a secret bank account.
I do.
What do you call it?
I call it the wifey account, but it's just an emergency backup, and it's what I like to make purchases out of I don't want Dallas to know.
Does he know the account exists?
He knows it exists. He does not know how much is in it.
Well, I can't wait till we send him this audio.
Would he be surprised to know the number?
Yes.
All right, so tell us.
I'm not answering it.
Really?
I'm taking the taser.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't tell us?
No.
It must be a good amount hiding that he has no clue.
Especially if it's worth the taser.
It's worth the taser.
Oh, nice. All right, producer Nicole, where are you going to take the taser hit, Loren? And shoot the taser.
I think I'll take it in my leg.
Okay.
Now your thigh?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this to you, Loren.
Okay,
like,
you can watch this on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Nicole going in for the taser.
Can you do me a favor, Manny? Can you just keep your finger on the dump button? Because I don't know what's going
to
come out of my mouth.
Same, because I'm really close to her elbow.
You're not going to get shot.
Oh, she's nervous I'm going to swing on her, which is a possibility.
Yeah. Your last chance to answer.
You
want to
tell us how much money is in your hidden account?
No, I'll take the taser.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Dallas, when you hear this, it has to be a lot.
Yes, I want to know bad.
Or there's nothing in it.
Or there's nothing. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe she wants him to think. All right, truth or taser, how you feeling, Loren?
So nervous.
I'm nervous.
So nervous. I don't...
You got it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Let's do this.
Are we going to do a countdown?
Oh.
No.
Whatever you want.
That sounds more... Don't.
All right, Lynn. Tell me when.
Oh, my God. No, you got to do it because I can't... Wait.
Stop moving away from
wait,
it.
I know, but just wait. We have to talk this out for a second.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I just need to know if you're going to count or just do it.
Well, you tell me. I asked if you wanted to count. You said no.
I don't want to count. I want you to count.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to count up or count down?
Come on.
From 1 to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
1 to 100.
1. 2. 3.
Oh, God, she's on the ground. How was that?
I'm so sorry.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
That was barely a tase. I thought we...
Thank God she didn't hold it on because it goes right through your leg.
You're like crying.
What?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Why isn't Nicole doing this too?
By the way.
Oh my gosh. Give me that thing.
No! No! I thought, do you know what I think this is? I think it's like she was more scary
no.
than the pain.
I told you, we took it last week to try it. It shocks you down your leg, then it goes away.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily go away, but I think it's the adrenaline, too.
You're like crying.
I know.
What's going on with you? Both Mania has already taken a hit.
I refuse to take that. I only wanted to feel that once. That is enough. That is enough.
Wow, what a monumental moment on the show. Would not tell us how much is in her secret bank account, so she takes the taser hit instead.
By the way,
delivered by Nicole.
I so wanted you guys to vote for, does she stay late at work and tell her husband? What was the question? How was it worded?
Have you ever lied and stayed late at work?
Yeah, so have you ever said you were working late when in fact you weren't? I wanted you guys to vote for that because I know the truth of that, and she just did it Friday.
Would you have told us or would you have gotten tased?
I would have told you.
Okay.
Yeah, because she got caught Friday.
I did get caught. I got busted.
Friday, huh?
Yeah.
She stays late, y'all, watches TV.
I watched a whole season of Jack Ryan. Yeah. The last week, I tried to make a massage for Friday, and my husband logged in to my son's iPad, and I get emails there, and he saw I had a confirmation for a massage, and he texted me. I know you didn't try to secret squirrel a massage at 12 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. That's Dallas funny. Thinks like she's pulling in 15 hours a day here.
Wow, amazing. All right, so Truth or Taser is going to continue on Wednesday because tomorrow at this time we're going to have a brand new War of the Roses for you. So Truth or Taser will continue Wednesday. Roy still has to go. I have to go. Yep. We'll try and do both of us Wednesday starting at 7:50.
Good luck, y'all.
All right, we're excited. All right, congratulations, Loren. Way to take one for the team.
Thank
Truth
you.
Or Taser.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, brand new senseless survey. We do it every Monday and every Wednesday at 7:20 and 8:20. One of my questions, by the way, is if the Pope ate salsa, would it be called holy guacamole?
Brand new
senseless survey. It's coming your way in 5 minutes. So call me on
my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Please call me on my
cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Michelle, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you a couple questions for the survey. We do it every 10 years.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing it door-to-door anymore. We're trying to save some money.
it's nice not to have to get the unsolicited at the door. So I'd much rather do it over the phone. Totally.
Okay, well, let's knock this out. It should take about 30 seconds. How much of the Pledge of Allegiance do you remember?
All of it.
Okay, do you want to recite it?
Sure. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with one country for all.
Oh, sounds like you may have messed up at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, okay, so I'll go ahead and put you down at, what do you say, 80%, 90%?
Okay. Yeah, 90%.
Okay, and do you test the firmness of your bread? Do you pinch the loaf?
Yeah.
And let's talk about real estate. When you buy a piece of land, do you own it all the way to the center of the earth?
Are you serious?
We're trying to understand if the Americans understand how land value and property works.
Sure.
Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?
All right. So is this a joke? I mean, come on.
We're down here at Charlotte's, the big NASCAR headquarters. If you drive a NASCAR, who would be your sponsor?
All right, so you're not really with the department that does consensus.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Of course, I am. If the Pope ate salsa, would that be holy guacamole?
All right. It's all fun and games, but, you know, it's really not right to call up and pretend you're the government. You don't have my information or know my name, right?
No, of course not. Moving on, Michelle, how's your poker face?
No, I have to say that, I'm not gonna answer any more of your questions.
Ever cut a rug?
Oh, goodness. Yep. You have a great day.
What seeds are used to plant seedless grapes?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Kiss 95.1. Don't lie, Lorette. You were doing research on that.
Oh, you know I was.
I plan to see this grave.
And somebody had sent me a text message to the studio line with like the whole Wikipedia, how it really works. They cut it in half and then replant it. It's a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so the police were called to Jimmy Kimmel's beach house, and people were wondering why, because the SWAT team showed up, too. Now, there was a police report that a man had called who had claimed that there were explosives in the home and that he had assaulted someone with a rifle. When the police showed up, the man was asleep, and they couldn't get in contact with him for over 8 hours.
Good sleep.
Yeah. So when he did wake up, and the police finally got in contact with him, he just went without incident. So, you know, he just went.
Weird.
Now, he was originally booked on felony criminal threats and had bail at $50,000.
And so, who is this man?
It was Jimmy Kimmel's friend.
His friend, huh?
Yeah. Wow. He's a chef and a best-selling author. So, yeah, definitely in some trouble there. Of course, Rent was supposed to be live last night on Fox, except for it wasn't so much live. They had to air parts of the show from their rehearsals because the main actor had broken his foot and could not perform. He was in a wheelchair.
Last night during our performance in front of a live audience, one of our cast members sustained an injury. Brennan Hunt, our Roger, has broken his foot and will be unable to perform tonight.
The show must go on.
Most of what you'll see tonight will come from last night's performance, in the words of Jonathan Larson.
No day but today.
Ow, 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 oh, stop, oh, stop, oh, oh.
You know, and I was tweeting online last night. I bet, like, during rehearsals when they were filming, the person's like, oh, I sucked. I'll nail it tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we're live, I'll figure it out.
We'll do it live.
And then they figured out, oh, they're in the rehearsal.
Thank goodness they record those, too.
Yeah. And by the way, we're doing the MRL show live, Rent the Musical, at 8:38 this morning.
Yes.
So you can tune out.
You got to be there for that. And we'll tell you why producer Nicole isn't really in on the whole Rent thing.
All right, so Pete Davidson's people are savage. Now, he had been linked to Kate Beckinsale, who was in the hospital for a ruptured cyst, and somebody took a photo of her while she was leaving, so she decided to tell social media herself instead of us reading it in the tabloids. But Pete Davidson's people are telling him to stay away from her because she's a lovely girl, but she is out of Pete's league and will chew him alive.
I think they're saying that because of his mental health, and they don't want him to fall down a rabbit hole.
I could see that, but that is savage, man, to tell someone that.
All right, well, Todd, what's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
Do you guys remember when you were little and you were trying to learn how to hold a pencil for the first time? They used to have those little slip-on rubber things.
Oh, is that what pencils. Those were for?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Good.
No.
I really did.
Well, they've come.
I used to put them on lollipop sticks.
Okay. They've come leaps and bounds since then, and there's a new one on the market that is really easy for your kids to hold. It almost is where their fingers slip into the pencil, so they can't hold it wrong, which is really cool. So if you want to see that and other What Loren Likes, we'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
All right, let's do it. The MRL show, Rent the Musical, live. Unlike Fox last night, we are going to do it live. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, you got to hear it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
What a show we've had so far already. Lorette got tased.
Yeah.
She got wind chimes as a gift.
I did. It's been a big day for me.
Big Lorette. Well, and today's going to be a big day for you because you're going to have a solo as we perform Rent the Musical live on the radio.
We all will.
If you didn't know, Rent was on Fox last night. It was supposed to be live, but because the main actor broke his leg at a rehearsal, they had to air pre-recorded clips.
Yeah, so he broke his leg on Saturday, and it was supposed to air Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Just quit acting at that point and be like, all right, this is probably a sign.
No, he still got to perform some of it. He was just in a wheelchair.
Aaron, our digital producer, will you be singing?
Nope.
No?
That's nice.
Okay. All right, so it's Nicole, Loren, Roy, myself, Manny. We'll be singing.
I'm just going to apologize because my throat's had a little something going on.
Let me stand up. And we will be live, unlike Fox. That's why we're doing this.
Now, we did this, how many years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Do we have Victoria?
I just took it down, but hold on, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, so we had our old producer, Victoria, and she would perform this.
Bridges, he burns for the way that she died.
Oh, wow. That's a little glimpse of what you're about to receive.
All right, Nicole, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to get.
Now, you know this song.
She doesn't know Rent.
No, hold on. Hold on. I know Rent. I have never seen it. I have only heard this song.
In a text chain last night when we were talking about Rent.
Said, Rent's going to be live tonight. She said, I feel like I should know what that is.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, well, yeah, like I'm about to pay rent, and okay. I'm just like super confused.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Let's come on, let's sing. Let's get excited for this.
Yeah.
Come on.
Round of applause.
Let's go, people. Ow, my ankle.
Already?
I'm out.
We'll hear it.
All right, here we go, you guys.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, and laughter, and strife.
That was bridges.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in a life? How about love? How about
journeys to plan.
Yeah. 525,600 minutes.
I have a different number,
how
by the way.
How do you measure the life of a woman or man? In truths that she learned, or in times that he cried?
Look at the page.
In the bridges he burned, or the way that she died? It's time now to sing out the story never ends. MRL show.
Why didn't Fox call us?
I don't know, but you know there's two different numbers here, right?
Yeah, it's 525,600 minutes, and then it goes to 525,000 journeys to plan.
Yeah. No, I mean, right. To plan 525,600 journeys is hard.
Okay, that's where we're drawing the line.
Don't worry about the 600 minutes. You know.
I cannot believe that guy broke his foot.
It's so funny.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
Like, how about the Fox executive who's like, all right, we're ready to go? They're like, not exactly, boss. Something happened on the set.
While
they were doing The Greatest Showman, they were supposed to bring in like all the bigwigs to hear a little preview before they put up their money.
Yep.
And who's the
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman. Yep. He lost his voice and couldn't sing.
Ooh.
Like he had just had vocal surgery. Oh. And so he like is out there just like doing the words, like lip syncing it, yeah. And somebody else was singing it.
That's funny.
Really? He wasn't singing in the movie? Mm-hmm.
No, he was, but when they were doing the preview to all the bigwigs, they were putting up their money.
Okay.
Yeah. Area code 704 said, I'm singing Rent with y'all. It's making my morning.
Good.
Area code 803 said, y'all sound great, really, except for the high parts.
Wow.
MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Roy. People want an update on what happened on Friday here on the show. Maybe you didn't hear what happened. MRL Show got into a little bit of trouble. But it was fun trouble.
What are we getting in trouble for?
Because we destroyed a table that belonged to somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? But we're going to give everybody an update here in a second. But remind everyone what we bought Lorenz a pair for a gift to hang in Lorenz's backyard.
We bought...
Oh, boy.
A wind chime.
Cool.
For the au pair.
Hmm.
So that she can hang this up outside on the front porch, or where do you like to sit? In your sunroom?
Well,
she can hang it out up in the sunroom.
You do have a front porch.
I do have a front porch, yes.
Those would sound beautiful outside.
So I have wind chimes in my house, but they're much larger, and they don't like hit into each other unless it's really, really windy. These are all really small and close together, and just with...
Don't tangle them up. Aaron just untangled them.
Just a little breeze. I'm going to hear this all day long.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, Roy, blow into it and see how it works. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it'll be soothing.
Yeah, the idea is that when she hears the wind chimes, she can think of her family and friends in Italy talking to her.
Mm-hmm. And I have reason to believe that you two just tried to figure out what the most obnoxious gift would be that.
I don't know. I think it's beautiful. I think it reminds her of family. And
did you tell her?
Maybe loved ones that's passed away.
Perhaps.
You know, sometimes they like to blow in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Whispering.
You know, and it's a fun design. Look at the pretty design of it.
Don't tangle it again, Ryan.
I'm not tangling it. It's just a very bad windstorm.
Does she know? It's a tornado situation. Does she know?
I put it on my story and I tagged her in it. But she's busy with baby Cash right now.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I think I have wind sound effect.
Okay.
Let me see here. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, man. Oh, the storm's really coming in, Loren. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Elena and all her friends. You up here?
Oh, there you go. Don't forget to take it, Loren.
I won't.
Carrying it through the hallway.
I really will put it out until it annoys me.
I want you to attend our meeting with our boss and just, like, have this
hold
in
it.
Your hand.
Sorry, I'm leaving right from the meeting. I'd like to go over some rating trends with you guys and talk about some big events that we have coming. Loren!
Don't tangle my wind chime.
Can you stop? I mean, really? Sorry. I mean, the boys gave it to me. I just feel like I need to take it home.
You do. It's a nice gift. All right, so...
Oh, sounds great with music.
it's like an instrument.
Yeah,
coming up after 9, we'll tell you what the MRL show did, how he got in trouble.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So on Friday, my wife had bought me some power tools for Christmas, and I never used them. Some Craftsman power tools, a saw, drills... another saw, like a Sawzall that's just like a blade, mm-hmm. You know, and it's an awesome toolkit. But in the month that I had the tools, I never had any projects. I never needed to use anything. And Loren's like, well, come to my house.
Yeah.
But truth be told, there's projects to be done, but Amanda doesn't let me do them.
Oh, well.
So,
she didn't trust you.
Maybe for good reason after I saw the power tool experiment on Friday.
So just like a lot of offices, though, you guys, there's like a little area of unused furniture.
Yeah, there was like a broken lamp, a coffee table.
A chair.
A chair was over there, yeah.
It looked like they were getting rid of all of it.
And that was the thing, is like it sat there and it said, there was like a note at one point that said garbage. Well, apparently on Friday we asked to cut something up and we said, hey, bring in that table that's in the, you know, the furniture pile. And I guess I found out later that the garbage note was gone, that it was like taken off specifically. And we brought it in and it turned out it's somebody who works at the country station's coffee table that she's taking to move into her new place.
Well, was.
Was.
Until it's soldered in half.
Yeah.
Put holes in it.
Not only do we put holes in it, but I think Roy cut one of the legs off and then Manny went right through the top with the circular saw.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, if it's going to be thrown out, let's have some fun with it in here. So we did Power Tool Friday, and there's a video of it up on at the MRL show and on Instagram. And then so I found out word behind the scenes that Mimi, who came, she eventually came in on Friday. This is the update for everyone. And she was like, I wanted it, but what am I going to do now? You know, it's gone. Yeah. I talked to her Friday after the show, and she's like, you know what? I'm actually happier that you guys used it for that rather than somebody who took it for themselves from here.
Sure.
I rode the elevator with her this morning.
When she talked to you?
Yeah, it was a little awkward at first.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were cool for the summer.
No, we're definitely cool.
Okay.
But it was like one of those things where I felt like I had to apologize again. She's like, I know, it's fine.
I think she wanted to originally just throw it away. I think we actually saved her a trip is what I think.
Yeah. That's she said she was taking it with her, but anyway. Okay, so there's your update. Everything's cool. We cut up the table. It was fun, and now we're available for any kind of demolition project or building project you need.
Evidently, during the Facebook Live video of when we were demolishing that thing, I said, ooh, I feel like such a man. And somebody commented and said, easy, John Wayne. Calm down. I'm like, all right. I thought it was pretty funny, too.
Hey, this is from AskMen.com. And guys, if you're listening, Loren, in fact, you could have used this morning. Compliments that women can't resist.
Okay.
So, guys, if you're listening and you want to give a compliment to someone who, you know, just trying to be nice, don't use it creepily.
Last week was one of the days was National Compliment Day.
It was. But these are 10 compliments that women can't resist, okay? Tell me if you like these. Oh, my gosh, you're hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned so much from you.
Great. These are wonderful, actually, so far.
You've got some nice eyes, lips, teeth, and hair.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, so we'll stop short.
The eyes.
Yeah.
We'll stop short on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Lips, teeth, and hair sounds like you're about to cut me up.
You got pretty teeth and hair.
Yeah. Come hang out with me.
Although I do think it's nice when people ask if you've had braces and you haven't.
Yeah. Really?
There's a roundabout way to say you have nice teeth.
Damn, your teeth are so white. Would that be good?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
You're not like anyone I've ever met before. Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
That could be bad.
That could be backhanded.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're not like anyone I've ever met before. You're wearing the same underwear for 2 weeks, Manny?
Right. It could be good or bad.
It's a social experiment.
He heard that last night from his wife.
I got a backhanded comment over the weekend.
From who?
Someone said I look like a fat Ben Affleck. And I was flattered and upset all at the same time. I posted it up on my Twitter. And then, like, there was
who
like.
Who said that?
I don't know. It was on someone. Hang on.
Oh, you mean it was a comment? Nobody said it to your face.
No, not to my face.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
They posted it about me.
Still.
And I was like, thank you.
Is it called a backhanded compliment because you want to backhand someone or because it's like a backhand?
I think it's like a backhand. Know. Probably works for both.
And then under that, people egged it on. Someone said, OMG, ha ha ha. I was thinking the same thing. He's a cutie. And then someone said, maybe after a couple of beers.
No.
So I was like, these are really nice and really awful.
You do have a little Ben Affleck thing going on.
Yeah.
A little more derpier version, but yeah.
What is that?
Somebody said the word derpy once. Like, I never heard that before.
I don't think I have either.
All right, so let's just get through these real quick. These are compliments that women can't resist. So far, Loren likes all but one. You're so good at what you do.
Okay.
Things are just so much better when I'm with you.
Could be creepy.
Really?
Yeah, that needs to be used in a proper circumstance.
Ask Men is just pouring it on here. You're so sexy.
Definitely needs to be in the proper circumstance.
Yeah, like when you're about to move furniture.
Now, this one sounds good, but would you believe it if someone said it to you? You look amazing, as always. Like, isn't that just lip service?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope my husband feels that way about me.
You're my favorite person to spend time with.
That's a great compliment.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. Okay. I'm a fan of that.
There's a couple more, too. We'll post them up at kiss951.com.
Make sure you download the Mock Made podcast.
Yeah, please do it.
Yeah, the full season is fully released with two celebrity guests, comedian John Reap and comedian Carlos Mencia. They play characters on the Mock Made podcast. You can binge listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or the new B-Pod Studios.
If you love How It's Made, if you're a podcast person and you love How It's Made and you love to laugh, Mock Made is kind of a spoof on that whole concept.
It's the best of both worlds.
Average, everyday things and tell you funny, improvised ways that they were created.
Like, the airplane was not invented in North Carolina.
No.
It was Wyoming.
Mm.
It was specifically for a love affair.
Ooh.
Yeah. We dive into a lot of cool things. Tell your friends about it, too. It's Mock Made, and like Lori said, find it where you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Anything else? You guys want to go cut something up?
No, I don't want to get in trouble again.
All right, get those wind chimes down, Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.